Jack Nasser studies city planning at Ohio State University. He got interested in the term McMansion because it was used in his own neighborhood in Columbus.
A real estate agent was befriending older people so that when they died, she'd actually be able to get their properties, tear down the house, and rebuild a much larger house. Then I started to wonder if this was happening elsewhere.
Nasser says teardowns and the insults used to describe them are common in many towns, and some local governments are restricting how big these homes get or even what they look like. Nasser says with government stepping into the debate, there's more at stake than just name-calling.
You're talking about controlling what goes on someone's private property, so you would want to have good evidence to use as a basis for that decision.
Nasser recently studied just what it takes for a house to get big enough or different enough for people to say, yuck, or hurl some insult like McMansion. Nasser and his research partner created computer models of streets with rows of houses. For each test, they made most houses normal, but they would change up something for one of the houses on the street, maybe architectural style, the height, or maybe the distance between the house and the street. Then they showed these models to people.
So we had people rate these streets in terms of their compatibility. We had people rate them in terms of visual quality or preference.
Differences in architectural style stuck out most, but after that, height.
The effect started to be most noticeable when the infill house was twice as large as the stuff around it. It suggests that maybe a community could get by saying that, well, okay, you could do an infill house or a tear-down replacement that's twice as big as what's around it, but you wouldn't let it get any larger than that.
This is a controversial finding. Some communities keep the height range much lower than this twice-as-big figure, and sometimes they restrict width, too, something Nasser found does not matter so much. I thought I would bounce some of his findings off someone involved in the teardown issue.
This also was a demolition of a small home.
Catherine Cerniak drives me around Lake Forest, a Chicago suburb. She's the community development director, and she gets the praise or the blame about how teardowns get done. Cerniak says Nasser's findings make sense, especially the idea that style matters most.
We often say height and size aren't necessarily the key rules. It's the design. It's how that height is done.
But for Cerniak, there's a hot-button issue Nasser did not measure. Lake Forest has lots of tree-lined streets, and people like how the trees obscure the houses.
And really, the landscaping defines the character of the community. Even the bigger estates on the east side, we're not there to really shout from the street that, here I am, look at me.
To make the point, she drives past a mix of old homes and replacements. I can hardly tell which is which.
And as we go down this street, just take note of, even though there's some big homes back here, you feel like you're on a country lane.
Cerniak says Nasser's research might quiet down some debates, but people will always fight over specific details. After all, Nasser's test subjects gave quick judgments on computer models. She says in the real world, critics spend years nitpicking every little thing they hate about a teardown replacement home and whether it's going to ruin their neighborhood. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.